Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ on the 6th day of December 2015 as we continue our progress into the Advent season. I'm your host, Jim Logue. One of the most recent albums added to the music library of our full-time station, Organ Live, is a Christmas-themed album entitled Rejoice and Be Merry. It's recorded by organist Paul Walton at the beautiful Bristol Cathedral in Bristol, England. The organ at the cathedral started life in 1685 from organ builder Renatus Harris. Now, it has been cleaned and renovated numerous times, with a complete restoration done in 1989 by Manders. The music that Paul Walton will play right now is one composed by English composer Basil Harwood, who was born in 1859 in Gloucestershire and died in 1949. Now, his very first composition was in 1882, an anthem for chorus and organ called O Saving Grace. In 1920, Harwood composed his Opus 34, Christmastide. In doing some research, I found a scan of the music Times dated December 1st, 1920, in which there's an advertisement that says, in the press, to be published December 13th, Christmastide, a fantasia for organ, composed by Basil Harwood. Price, 3 shillings and 6 pence. London Novello and Company, Limited. Composed in 1920 by Basil Harwood, this is Opus 34, Christmastide, with Paul Walton at the organ. You're listening to At the Organ. Our next composition was composed by Charles V.A. Stanford, born in 1852 and died in 1924. He was born in Dublin, Ireland, and Stanford established himself in England as a leading figure in the musical life of the country, appointed professor of composition at the Royal College of Music in London in 1883, 4 years later elected to the chair of music at Cambridge. He exercised a strong influence over generations of composition pupils, although by his final years, his once-admired achievements as a composer were kind of getting out of fashion. He was knighted in 1902. That history is available on the internet. From 1917 to 1920, Stanford composed four organ sonatas, number 1, number 2, Eroica, number 3, Britannica, and number 4, Celtica. It is his fourth one that John Dexter will play on the 1902 Willis Harrison four-manual pipe organ at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin. The supervisor at the business where I work full-time visited this cathedral this past summer and can attest to the beauty of the music there. Again, this is Opus 153, Organ Sonata No. 4, Celtica. This is Part 1, Allegro Molto Moderato.
Thank you.
You are listening to At the Organ.
Our final selection today is a very familiar Advent hymn, O Come Emmanuel. It is being performed by a group of singers called the Copley Singers. The group is composed of men and women, many of whom sing at Trinity Church, Copley Square in Boston, Massachusetts. The singers get together several times a year and sing in concert in various areas. In fact, they have four Christmas concerts scheduled in December, on the 9th at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts, on December 10th at St. Cecilia's Roman Catholic Church in Back Bay, December 13th at St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church in Charlestown, and December 20th at the Harvard Club, all those in Massachusetts. In 2012, they released their first CD, and so far their only CD, of Christmas music. It's entitled I Wonder As I Wander Out Under the Sky. Organist Christian Lane provides a background on a 1967 C.B. Fisk pipe organ at Memorial Church at Harvard University.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.